Welcome to North Valley Friends Devotional Podcast for October 26th, 2020. Today we'll be reading from Ephesians 6:18 and from Thomas Kelly. Never stop praying, especially for others. Always pray by the power of the Spirit. Stay alert and keep praying for God's people. There is a way of ordering our mental life on more than one level at once. On one level, we can be thinking, discussing, seeing, calculating, meeting all the demands of external affairs. But deep within, behind the scenes, at a profounder level, we may also be in prayer and adoration, song and worship, and a gentle receptiveness to divine breathings. Thomas Kelly. At first, Kelly's description of ordering our mental lives on multiple levels at once seems exhausting or beyond our capability. Maybe if he had used the term multitasking, we would be quicker to accept the realities of these abilities. We carry on multiple tasks all the time, having multiple levels of thought as we interact with each other. Whether we're driving and thinking about something else, or making dinner and having a conversation, or checking our social media while watching Netflix. There are even people who can write with both hands in different languages at the same time. We are capable of more than one level at once. Kelly directs us to recognize our inner dialogue with God as the more profound of these levels. We may not engage at this level, as Kelly suggests, but it is at this level that we live into who God calls us to be, the level where we have a gentle receptiveness to divine breathings. It is attentiveness to God underneath what is pressing in on us that leads us to the life and joy God desires to create in us. Paul encourages the Ephesians to never stop praying. It's a stark commentary on how the church has come to represent prayer, heads bowed, eyes closed, removed from minute-by-minute life. Paul is saying all the time, in the thick of it, pray by the power of the Spirit and pay attention. What Paul is saying is illuminated by Kelly's call to order our mental lives to always be receptive to what God is doing. Perhaps this feels like a lot of work. How can we possibly order our lives and thinking to what sounds a lot like constant vigilance? These types of questions ignore the vitality of relationship and the results of practice. If we see constant prayer as an obligation and a duty, like watching for an irregularity on an assembly line, of course we're going to find constant prayer a drudgery. Frank Laubach said, "If you are weary of some sleepy form of devotion, probably God is as weary of it as you are." On the other side, if we're constantly looking for angels to come down out of the sky, writing to appear on the wall, or burning shrubbery, we're likely to miss the subtlety of God. But relationship with God is like any other relationship, that time and attentiveness will bring intimacy and connection, understanding and collaboration. As Kelly says, it leads us to joy, and it is life in the most substantial and fullest sense. To reach this kind of centered life takes practice. We must first recognize the importance of attentiveness to our inner life. But once we have done this, we begin to try it out. As so many mystics and saints have found, there is no formula but to practice, to remind ourselves minute by minute that God is present with us, and to be attentive to what God might be doing. We simply act as if God is there. We take the trouble to listen, and as we practice, we find that God is there, and we can be receptive to the divine. Like any other kind of practice, we find that our capabilities are limited at first. But as we train, as we work, as we submit ourselves to the discipline, our ability expands, and we break through to a new level of capability and joy in the practice. We can commit to prayer without ceasing. We can learn to hear God in the midst of our day-to-day. We can live more profound and joyous lives as we are directed by God working among and within us. Here's an option for practice. Frank Laubach suggests the game of minutes as a means of practicing attentiveness to God. In an hour, see how many minutes you can give some attention to God. Take note of how many minutes you're able to do this, and then as you continue to notice, see how many minutes of attentiveness grows in you. A couple of questions for today. Have you cultivated attentiveness to God? What works well for you to be receptive to the Spirit leading you to pray?